Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. We continue our series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit coming off yesterday's Feast of Pentecost. Today we're going to talk about the gift of counsel, also known as right judgment. Counsel is the third gift of the Holy Spirit and is the perfection of the cardinal virtue of prudence. Prudence can be practiced by anyone, but counsel is supernatural. Through this gift of the Holy Spirit, friends, we're able to judge how best to act by intuition. Christians need not fear to stand up for truths in regards to faith because the Holy Spirit will guide us and help us to defend those truths. St. Thomas Aquinas says that counsel allows one to be directed by God in matters necessary for their salvation. Right judgment always helps us to know what is right and to clearly do it. Now you might think to yourself, well, this kind of sounds like some of the other gifts of the Holy Spirit as well. Well, when we think of the wisdom of King Solomon, do you remember that story from Old Testament? We say, well, he needed the gift of wisdom from God to be able to be wise to make the right judgment. Remember when the two women came to him, both claiming to be the mother of the child, and both suggested that the other was lying. God gave him the wisdom to be able to make a decision to allow for the real mother to come out. So when he offered to cut the child in half and give half to one mother and half to the other, Solomon had no desire to cut this child in half, but he knew that the real mother would love the child so much that she would even acknowledge giving the child to the fraud as opposed to cutting the child in half and ending their life, where the fraud wouldn't care. That right judgment shows us that God would have given him the ability to make that right judgment. And so we call the wisdom of King Solomon is to be celebrated. That's just one example that we see in sacred scripture. Right judgment allows us to always follow the teachings of God, whether they're matters of life, when we think of capital punishment, or abortion, or euthanasia, when we think about the importance to go to church, to make sure that we are not in a state of mortal sin before going to communion. In our businesses, we make sure that we implement fair working conditions for our staff, that we pay them a just wage, that we also put in a fair day's work for our employer, that we treat others with kindness and we kill them with kindness as opposed to poor language and bad behavior. Right judgment allows us to always do what is morally acceptable before God, regardless of the consequence. So the martyrs will spill their blood before they will do something that will be displeasing before God. That's using the gift of counsel. When we also give advice, as I mentioned before, as some of the gifts are intertwined, we see that it's not just about giving advice, but it's helping somebody to truly know how to follow God. This is not just reserved for priests, women, religious, bishops, and deacons, but it's for each one of us that a parent uses the gift of counsel and right judgment in raising their child to follow the moral teachings of our faith, to stand up for God, and to do what is right and honorable in His sight. How can each of us in our own lives increase the gift of counsel or right judgment? Again, when faced with certain situations, may we take them to prayer and ask God to help us to know what to do. We won't always hear the voice of God in our head, But when we know what is right, we just feel within our bodies that intuition, that gut feeling. I need to do this. God's asking me to do it. It's the right thing to do. And then be prudent enough to actually do it. That's what this is all about. Doing it not just out of duty, but doing it because of desire. I want to please God. I want to do this for Him. It's the right thing to do. It's what saints would do. It's certainly what Jesus would do. So thereby, I want to do that too. Or I want to go down this path because this is going to lead to holiness and to heaven. This path is in my best interest and that of others. How can each of us ask the Holy Spirit to help us with the gift of counsel or right judgment? How can we use this gift to better enhance our lives and the lives of those around us? For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.